The first time Ray Tomasi got hit up by an investor, it was kind of out of the blue.
This guy called me up. He introduced himself. He said he knew about us.
The guy represented a group of investors. Tomasi didn't want to say whom, but they were looking to buy addiction treatment centers, like the one he runs in Massachusetts. It's called Gosnold on Cape Cod.
He had checked around and learned that we were one of the more reputable programs. We had a good reputation in the community. We had a nice array of services. And he wanted to know if we were interested in becoming part of his company.
Tomasi was intrigued. Gosnold is a not-for-profit group of clinics. It makes money on some services, like inpatient rehabilitation, and uses that income to pay for stuff that doesn't make money, like family support groups or putting counselors in schools. Tomasi knew the investors had the money to build new buildings and expand existing clinics, things that would take him years of fundraising. But when it came down to it, the investors were only interested in buying the profitable programs.
A detox setting or a rehab program, they have a much wider stream of where revenue can come from. It's covered by insurance. People are willing to pay for it if they have the resources to pay for it.
But the money-losing prevention programs, the long-term care or sober residences, investors didn't want those. Tomasi thinks those things are important, though, so he didn't sell.
They're almost like investments that a community-minded provider would make in order to do the things that they think the community could use.
But since that first meeting 2 years ago, the calls from potential buyers keep coming. Last month at a conference, he was approached 3 times in a single day. He says the investors ask him about occupancy rates, insurance reimbursement, future demand for detox and treatment.
There weren't a lot of questions about, like, what do you do and what actually happens in these places? A little bit, but not much.
And that's a key issue, Tomasi says. He's a healthcare guy who thinks about what a patient needs to recover. His suitors are money guys looking to offer a product that's in demand. Tomasi won't say which companies have approached him, but he says they include private equity firms and the biggest national chains. One national chain that has been on a shopping spree for addiction treatment centers is Acadia Healthcare. 6 years ago, it had only 6 facilities, but today it has 587 across the country and in the UK. What's driving Acadia's growth? Joey Jacobs is Acadia's CEO. At an investor conference last month, he pointed to 2 recent laws.
Mental health parity was the beginning. We saw a big benefit, and then the Affordable Care Act was very positive for our industry.
Jacobs declined our request for an interview, but he told investors that the Affordable Care Act is driving their growth in part because so many more people have health insurance. That, combined with the mental health parity law that requires insurers to cover mental health care, and suddenly there's a huge stream of cash for Acadia and other companies to tap into.